This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Great Humility. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the topic of humility is a very special one, a really important one. And look, I'm going to first refer to a story, a little anecdote from the story of the famous Rani Mata, Hamid Bakari. So it's said that, for example, when a former fellow soldier of Hamid was actually remembering how he first met him, fellow soldier was sort of a bit surprised, it turns out, when he first met Hamid Bakari, because this other soldier had an idea of who Hamid Bakari was and what he might look like, and he imagined him to be a sort of very tall, imposing, you know, very someone with maybe a very superior air, maybe something like that. And so he thought he was meeting this tall, imposing person. And then when he met Hamid Bakari the first time, he just saw this very tall and slender person who was incredibly humble. And the humility apparently imprinted itself on the memory of this one fellow soldier and also on other people who'd actually met Hamid Bakari. And, you know, this is something that... So there are two aspects to this, obviously. Humility is obviously an inner trait, and humility can also sort of manifest itself in the way we behave outwardly, in a sense. So humility is obviously, to some extent, in the way that we, you know, we don't ask for special things. We are satisfied, content with less. We don't need anything special. We don't need anything more. We're not extravagant. And then humility is this other thing, has this other aspect too. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about humility. And I mentioned the example of the Rani Mata Hamid Bakari, who had a particular air of humility, even though he's obviously very tall. But his humility, this inner trait, seemed to sort of manifest itself outwardly too. So even though he was very tall and slender, he still had this air of humility. And, you know, this is, maybe you can think of people, I can think of people who are, it's almost because they're very tall, and sometimes even if they have a, you know, quite a strong build, they can seem really imposing. And maybe we wouldn't necessarily associate the trait of humility with that sort of build, someone who looks like that. But of course, that humility has less to do with build and height. And so obviously you... So this is more an awareness of, you know, just how we move. And maybe you can think to yourself, you know, think to yourself, what would a humble person, whether this humble person is short or tall, how do they move amongst other people? So, for example, they're not going to, let's say, in a group, make big strides and sort of, almost push people to the side, are they? They're going to sort of walk very carefully and calmly. So even that expresses a humility. And then, for example, also, I suppose, in the way that they, let's say, speak. Yeah, so that's another thing. It's not just the way we move, it's the way we speak. And it's the mannerisms we have. And I think, in fact, maybe I'll just remind you about this. This is something I found out recently, that over 90% of our language is in fact nonverbal. So if we want to communicate humility, if we want to express humility, most of it is actually also coming from our gestures, the way we move our body. So maybe this is something that all of us need to bear in mind, you know, how we just our gestures, rather than having grand gestures, we need to be just tone them down and mute them. if we don't want to be off-putting to people, in a sense. So inshallah, these are some different insights for you, different ways of looking at humility, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.